Here's where we get to our VIPs, Voices in Pittsburgh, and this is an important voice for you all to hear. Child abuse is an unforgivable sin, and one of the hidden downfalls of sheltering in place like we all are is the stress and disruption it causes in families impacting child welfare. With us is the Executive Director of Family Resources, Amy LeFevers. She is spearheading the Family Resources Keeping Kids Safe Drive, Give Big Pittsburgh, now through May 31st. Welcome, Amy. Tell us about this program here. This is a pretty big deal and an important issue and topic that you folks are addressing.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. We're really excited about today, and we're grateful to Give Big Pittsburgh for, you know, changing this. This is usually only one day, and it's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So in response to COVID-19, they, bumped that up, and not only are they doing it earlier, but they're extending it for the whole month, like you said. And today, if you give, you're actually doubling your donation, because our board of directors have developed a pot of matching funds. So if you donate $20, you're actually donating $40 today. Yeah, so we're real excited about that.
And how do people do that? Is there a phone number? Is there a website? What's the way in for folks?
So there's a couple different ways. You can go to our website at familyresources.org and donate there, or you can go to Give Big Pittsburgh and just do a search for Family Resources.
Okay. It's a really an important issue that you are addressing with this, because I think we all talk about, you know, sheltering in place and staying in the house and the kids are home from school. But when you talk about the stress and the disruption in families and how it can lead to, essentially, if there is abuse in the family, especially if children, those kids are prisoners in that home now. They can't even get out and go to school and tell a counselor if they had to, right?
Absolutely. So that's why this is so critical, especially right now. I mean, it's always a need, but
sure.
Right now, with anytime there's a crisis, any type of crisis, stress is automatically increased. And of course, stress is what will lead to child abuse and neglect. Mm-hmm. And right now, since our schools have closed around, that was probably March 13th, March 16th, around there. We've actually experienced a decrease in the number of child abuse allegations that have come into the hotline, a decrease of about 50%, which is extremely alarming. You would hope to see an actual increase of those calls coming in. But the reason being is just what you referred to, Stoney, is that our helpers who are in the community, who would normally be seeing children and identifying patterns that look suspicious to them and making those calls, well, they don't have their eyes on the children. And those are people like police officers, school counselors, teachers, doctors, nurses. So those helpers aren't there. And so our little people are at home with no voice.
Hmm. You know, I don't want to overdramatize this, but as you tell that story, I mean, that's frightening. I mean, that's horribly frightening for families.
Yes, it is.
This is good, though, because you've got the entire month without, you know, 4 days out from today until the end of May for people to get involved in this. And that's why, you know, Voices in Pittsburgh, this is something that needs to be heard. This is a story that needs to be told. And it's something, as you say, that works under the radar, because you kind of go, oh, things are fine. And you just don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Exactly.
Well, if we can give the number out again and ways for people to do that, I hope you do. I know you talked with Bubba earlier and Larry on KD. So we're getting the word out throughout Pennsylvania, throughout Pittsburgh. You're covering a wide audience here, and we're glad to do it. So if you can, it would be great. I'd like people to hear this and take this as seriously as all the other things that are going on now, because this is very, very important.
Thank you so much for sharing this. Yeah, it really is a critical time. And, you know, we hear a lot, too, about domestic abuse increasing. We know that's on the rise. And you just have to know that if domestic abuse is increasing, the child abuse and neglect is also going hand in hand with that. So we really just want to get the word out there, and we could use everyone's support.
Do not stand for this, Pittsburgh. What's the quick website to go to for that?
familyresources.org or givebigpittsburgh.org and search for family resources.
I like it. I like it. Amy, thank you so much for your time and this morning and your efforts to do this throughout the month. We'll stay in touch with you because I like talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate it.
Love to have you anytime. Executive Director of Family Resources, Amy Lefevers, and she is our VIP this morning, a tremendous voice here in Pittsburgh. We are powered by Bowser, where they're open for business at powerofbowser.com.